Bei mir im Studio, wie vorhin schon angekündigt, ist jetzt Finn Greenall, der uns ein bisschen aufmerksam machen möchte auf seine Oktobertour, die ihn Ende Oktober auch hier nochmal ins Tempodrom führt. Er ist jetzt bei mir im Studio und will noch, bevor wir miteinander quatschen, direkt eine Live-Performance loswerden. Die hat er im System drin. And he wants to get it out of the system. Finn, you want to play first and talk then, right?
Yeah, I want to get it done.
It's something completely new. I'm totally confused by now already. But I'll do what whatever you want, man. The artist is boss at Flux FM. So we'll listen to Finn Greenall, better known as Fink, and performance of two songs in a row. Live auf Flux FM, Fink!
This is a song about somebody else. So don't worry yourself. The devil's right there in the details. You don't wanna hurt yourself by looking too closely. By looking too closely. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Put your arms around somebody else. Don't punish yourself, punish yourself. The truth is like blood underneath your fingernails. You don't wanna hurt yourself, no, no, by looking too closely, by looking too closely, no, 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 no. I could be wrong about anybody else. So don't kid yourself. You right there in the mirror. You don't wanna hurt yourself by looking too close. By looking too close. Too closely, I look in too closely. so far, yeah. Mm. Come so far, yeah. So just let me know when we get there. If we get there. Let me know when we get there. If we get there. In the dark, it feels so real, yeah. And all this time been sleeping on you, man. Where we are, what we're going through.
Finn Greeno live auf Flux FM.
Thanks.
Thank you, my man.
Pleasure,
and the two songs in one, that's a nice way of playing a little show. It's another thing that's made
Think
its way
Megamix.
into the new sounds philosophy of Fink, but it's actually been invented by the electronic DJ people, right?
Exactly. That was like a mega mix from the 80s.
Very nice. And I love the way that you play guitar. It's so rhythmic, and it's got that repetitive element again. Again, something that has found its way into the new Sphinx sound philosophy that's been around for 10 years almost, well, right?
I suppose it has. It's like, because I come from the dance scene.
Yeah.
It's all about the hypnosis, you know, and the loops and the getting your vibe on. And that's where it comes from. That's how all my songs start, with me going around a loop for hours, just going, oh, dude, that sounds really nice, man.
Yeah, and I love the way that your guitar playing is so effective and minimalistic at the same time, because you don't solo around too much, you know what I'm saying? It's just down, 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 and it never stops.
That one is like that sort of revolution. That's supposed to mimic the drum beat going, because I think when I wrote it, I wanted it to be like an indie song.
Yeah.
But then it turned out to be a kind of more of a reggae, like 4/4 thing. But yeah, all my guitar patterns, they always tend to force the drummer anyway to be like, well, dude, I've got to do that and that because you're doing the drums on the guitar.
Yeah, and what's another advantage of playing like that is that if the drummer is not there for one gig, you don't miss him too much. I mean, that was so groovy.
That's
right,
not
now.
True. I miss, he couldn't make it today. It's a real shame, but because he came to the last one, which was great. But I always miss the band, even on acoustic sessions, because then you get a nice full sound. A solo stuff is much more scary.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
But for
the listeners, it's kind of like cool to listen to your solo, because you can imagine the drums and you can imagine the beat, because it's so clear what the beat's going to be like.
So that's
really nice.
Yeah, cool.
So you were reworking some of the Hard Believer songs for the Horizontalism LP.
Yeah.
That must have felt like time traveling, to kind of rework your acoustic music into electronic stuff
that
again.
That was awesome. Yeah, that was really awesome. You know, you live in Berlin for a couple of months, and all of a sudden your iTunes turns from sort of singer-songwriters and indie bands to kind of minimal electronic industrial kind of winterscapes.
The city has destroyed it.
Loads of, like, even my liquid that I wash my clothes in has got is for black clothes, you know. It's great. I think that's awesome.
Lovely.
So, Horizontalism. I was really inspired by people like Mad Professor, who remixed Mass Attack's Protection album, and Roots Maneuver, who's on Big Dada, who did a dub version of one of his albums. And I always wanted to do it, but I didn't want to do like a remix album.
Yeah.
So, winter in Berlin, it's very, excuse me, it's very grey, it's very cold, very long.
Yeah.
And, you know, you put the heating on, on the Hard Believer album, even though it's kind of quite rocky and poppy, there's a load of electronic layers in there, and I really want, basically how I started with the Horizontalism record is just get rid of me. I just got rid of the vocals and the guitars and started there, and plus a few new tracks on there, but I just really wanted to do like a record for fun, and now I got my own little label within the Ninja Tune family. Yeah, Recouped. I can do stupid stuff like that, and then nobody says no, which is great.
But it must be such a great feeling for a creative person to have those two outlets, you know, to be able to sit down with an acoustic guitar and write a song, and to be able to sit down at a computer with a nice software on it and to play around for days, weeks, months. I mean, those are two fields that don't come together necessarily,
but
right?
It's also really, really nice to have, when you're doing remixes and stuff, to actually have all the work done. All the songs are written, the movement and the parts. It's not like you're sitting down with a blank page.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. And I think nowadays, even if you're just a singer-songwriter who's playing bars, you've probably got a laptop.
That's
and if
true.
You don't, you should have.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, you don't record your demos on a tape recorder anymore. You might as well use a GarageBand or anything, you know, to record your demos.
Yeah, the means for both extremes are, I think every musician knows about the means for both extremes, but not every musician has the talent in both fields, and that's something that you have. I mean,
I mean, I can write a song or two, but I don't know about the production side of things. It's, you need a lot of patience to sit there and click with your mouse for hours on your own. And one of the reasons I moved from being an electronic producer to playing my guitar was that it's a very solo mission, man, you know, sitting in your room in front of your computer for weeks, programming and stuff. It's just like, it's very lonely.
Yeah.
When I got the boys together and started a band, it was like I was in a gang.
Yeah,
it was like
sure.
I was in a crew. It was really cool and share the experiences.
And then I think you started mirroring yourself even more during the last few years with your bandmates who are actually part of the creative process now.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. If I did an album on my own, every record would sound pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And the boys in the band, they're integral in I bring the same song that I've written 50 times to them, and they'll
Bob Dylan style
or whatever, you know. and they'll find a way to make it like whatever Fink is.
Yeah.
You know? And same with the live shows, man. You know, we try and take our records and then we rewrite everything for the stage, make it bigger, make it more, I don't know, just more live and more space. And, you know, and you also have the hindsight of which tracks everybody likes, you know. So on your album, when you send it out to press, and the press goes, this one's good, this one's rubbish, this one's good. You go, okay, that's the live set then.
Yeah. Thank you.
So that really helps too.
But Heart Believer, I think it was your most successful album up until now. Does that something do with you as a writing musician? I mean, you must think about new material already, I guess.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Is that something that comes back into your mind, like the playlist that we've just mentioned? You go like, oh, Heart Believer, which song? I think Looking Too Closely was a huge hit. Yeah. Maybe I should do another one of these.
Well, the singles you play the most, because you do the singles on promo duty. So Looking Too Closely is no problem to play. But sort of Revolution, it's in the same key. It's kind of nice. It was just for fun. But Heart Believer, every record's got some decent songs on them, and every record's got some, they're all right, songs on it, you know, and it's good to be at peace with that as an artist. You could spend 10 years trying to make the perfect record and not release anything.
True.
Or which some people do.
Yeah.
Or if you're on a major, that's often what happens to you, unfortunately. But if you're on an indie, I've done like, you know, 6 studio albums and 2 live albums in 9 years.
Yeah.
So there's bound to be not so good tracks on there.
Yeah, cool.
Occasionally learning curve tracks. Yeah. This is where I was learning to write songs. I think I'm better songwriter now, but there's some really decent songs on there.
Yeah, but the main thing is that it's not getting more complicated because of the success of the last album. I mean, that's something that's cool, right?
Well, yeah, I mean,
because that's
success is totally relative, and you know, relative to.
Yeah, but I think some musicians would have been confused by now, maybe like, "Ooh, this last album, why was it so successful?
Do I have to do sauce?
What's the magic sauce?"
But you know, I say this to a lot of young musicians that I work with as a co-writer and a mentor, if you like, and that is, you know, to finish first. First, you have to finish.
Yeah.
You've got to finish your songs, and you've got to let them go when they're done.
Yeah.
Nothing is ever finished.
That's true.
So the minute you start crossing over that line of, I think this song's really amazing, I'm a genius, to, oh my God, I hate this song, it's really rubbish.
Yeah.
Let it go. Get it out of there.
But that must be something that you have learned as an electronic producer as well, because it's a super important thing not to pull too many layers over each other, right?
Sure.
You have to know when to stop producing.
Yeah, no, definitely. Overproduced records. That's why we all like raw kind of records. I guess that's why we always like the first record of every band, because it's just like
four
dudes in a room.
Yeah.
And by the 7th Stadium album, it's like, you know, Steve Albini and, you know, all these big producers, and they're thinking way too hard. But I mean, yeah, all you really need to do is finish your stuff and you know, even the great artists that we love, they weren't awesome every single time.
No.
You know, even Dylan put out some bad records.
Yeah.
Stones did some bad records. The Beatles did some awful records, I think. I mean, yeah, every you just put it out. Just do it. And judgment's fine. If you believe the good press, you got to believe the bad press.
Yeah.
So just don't even read it.
Yeah, I think that's a good solution too. Let's talk a bit more after one song.
Cool.
Think mit Shakespeare nochmal auf Flux FM. Gleich werden wir nochmal durchgeben, wann er genau in Berlin spielen wird. Und vielleicht dürfen wir auch schon heute ein paar Tickets verlosen für die Show im Tempodrom. Think mit Shakespeare nochmal auf Flux FM. Finn Greenall ist immer noch bei mir im Studio und wir erzählen uns Geschichten, während die Songs laufen. Eine Geschichte, über die wir hier noch kurz quatschen könnten, wäre zum Beispiel das neue Studio im Wedding, das sich Finn geleistet hat, der ja seit einiger Zeit schon in Berlin lebt und auch arbeitet, jetzt allerdings mit eigenem Studio. So you got your own new studio.
I do.
In Wedding, that's
yeah.
nice.
It's nice, man.
It's a bit nerdy, that question, but I want to know what the setup is like. Is it because I know that you've recorded some of the demos for the last album on an 8-track tape recorder.
Sure, yeah.
Do you have something similar to that in a studio?
It's just a room, man. Just a room, some amps, some half-decent mics, nothing super fancy. I said to myself years ago when I quit being an electronic dude that it's not the best piece of equipment in your studio is yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's the only piece of equipment that no one else has got.
That's so
the
true.
The more you use that piece of equipment, the more unique you know, your sound's going
to
be.
I want you to write a book, actually, with the aphorisms for musicians.
Musings on art by Finn Greenall.
The most important piece of equipment that you have in your studio is you, yourself.
Exactly. I'm like a self-help guru for like people write songs.
That would be cool, like a video thingy.
Well, I just remember back in the day listening to an Aphex Twin album and just kind of going, oh, I wonder what synths he's got, and I wonder what you know, effects unit he's using. And I just realized, like, dude, it's him.
Yeah.
That's what's really amazing. Yeah. He's probably got the same rubbish that you've got.
Yeah.
He's just really awesome and you're just really not. So, you know, go find your own thing to do. And yeah, no, it's really basic. I want to go back to basics next year. And I'm also doing a few soundtracks and I'm doing a lot of co-writes, a lot of writing, writing songs. And I just needed a comfy, cozy space. It's not like soundproof. It's not like, you know, fancy raised floor, none of that.
Wow.
It's just...
But you're going to use it for other musicians as well that you're cooperating, collaborating with?
Yeah, sure. Okay, cool. A lot of my American friends, they love coming to Berlin. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They absolutely love it because... Mm-hmm. Because instead of going to Los Angeles and doing these co-writes where it's all a bit...
Yeah.
I don't know, it's all a bit industry.
I mean, just saying that feels bad.
Just feels horrible.
You know? I'm going to Los Angeles for a co-write.
Yeah. Hey, man, we've all been there.
Yeah.
But they love to come to Berlin.
Yeah, cool.
And they can come to Berlin, you can take them out, you can drink, and you can hang out in bars. And it, for them, it's like an adventure.
Yeah.
You know, they stay in the Mickleburger and come work songs, and they love it.
Yeah,
so,
cool.
Yeah, I'm bringing some friends over, and the band are going to come over quite a lot, I think, to hang out and see what they do.
Speaking of the band, are they going to be part of the tour in October?
Oh, yeah, full band, Tim and Guy. Tim's bought some new equipment, which is quite exciting.
What's that?
And it's like some kind of trigger thing where it's like he's got like his drum kit, but then last year we toured with a really great guy called Douglas Dare on Erased Tapes, and his drummer Fabian was one of these new generation drummers where it was like hybridized, half drums, half trigger electronic stuff, and it was really inspiring.
So you can go...
You can kind of... and stuff like they make noises and stuff. And we've got a keys guy, Ruben Hine, who's great. And we've got our guitarist, Chris, who's been on the road with us for a year.
Cool.
So, and loads of toys and just stuff, yeah. We're going to make as much noise as possible.
Cool. Yeah. And the Berlin Gig is going to happen at the 25th of October. Am 25. Oktober spielt Finn mit Band im Tempodrom, als Fink also. Und wer da hingehen möchte, der kann jetzt schon anrufen. Wir haben ein paar Tickets, die wir heute schon verlosen dürfen, hier zu liegen. Unter der 030 2000 9000 kommt ihr an die Dinger ran. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, telephone's already ringing. So all I gotta do is say goodbye to you, Finn.
Pleasure to see you again.
Same here. Thank you, my man. Have great fun.
Thanks,
at
dude.
The tour. And as soon as you've finished some new material, let us know. Or maybe as soon as you meet another guy that you're working with and you think, man, that might be music for the Flux FM guys,
I've already got an artist in town. I'd love you to give some time to. Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah.
Talk to Uli. Nice. He's going to play her. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See ya.